Hello, and welcome back to the Java with Sugar podcast. My name is Steven Sugumar, and I'm joined today again with Peter McMullen. Today, we're exploring our fifth arc, which is Perspectives on Artificial Intelligence, Unveiling Its Impact and Business Transformation. This episode will explore what is artificial intelligence and why is it beneficial for you. Why is this topic important? Well, it's really about understanding what is AI in the market and understanding how it might be of benefit for you and your business and getting more educated on this topic. Thank you for joining. And we'll start with really, what is AI? What are the kinds of AI? And what are the types of AI? In general, there are really three kinds of AI, three main pillars. It is what we call artificial narrow AI, which can also be referred to as weak AI. Then there is general AI, which may also be referred to as strong AI. And finally, there is super AI. Starting with artificial narrow, this is really what we have today. Looking at things like ChatGPT, deep fake, your Netflix recommendations, advertisements, and cookies. This is really where artificial intelligence has been living in the past 10 to 20 years. Next, we have the general AI. This is really just a theory today, right? This is AI that's able to self-learn, to perform tasks, and really be autonomous. We think about robots as being that general AI. Finally, we have super AI, and this is even more of a theory or a hypothesis. We can really equate this to being like a human, an artificial replication of a human. Now, looking more in depth into the narrow AI, this is where we have two types. So going off the three kinds, now we're going to talk about the two types within narrow artificial AI. There is reactive and then limited memory. Starting with reactive, I mean, this has been in the industry for over a decade. You know, we're talking about things like chess AI, your Netflix recommendations, looking at advertisements and cookies. This has been used in the industry for many years to support and augment the end customer experience. Something more fresh on the market is really limited memory AI. This is what we've been seeing in the past couple of years around ChatGPT, deep fakes, image generation, video generations, and things of that sort. Even self-driving cars are considered limited memory AI. Peter, what have you been seeing in your personal life or your business life?
I mean, I know we've all probably jumped onto ChatGPT and tried it out, seen what it was like, had like a full conversation with it and realized that it was react. You could ask it to react to stuff that you had asked it previously. I think that there's a lot of, you know, stuff in the news about, you know, Tesla's self-driving cars and how dangerous they are and whether they belong out on the streets and stuff like that. And I think it's a really exciting time for a growth in AI, but it's also important to remember that reactive AI, like you called out, has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think something that I wanted to make sure we discussed as well was, you know, how we have seen and how we are seeing different industries take advantage of AI. So with respect to reactive AI, you know, industries have been using it for the past at least couple of decades. And things like, I mean, you called out, right, with respect to Netflix recommendations. Advertisement industry has been taking advantage of reactive AI, which just relies on a massive amount of data that it then compares. For example, what Peter McMullen does. So on Netflix, you know, I'm a tennis fan, I watch Breakpoint. So then when I've watched a sports thing, then it will recommend another sports thing for me to watch based off of that. And it'll start to grow an understanding of what I'm like. That's why a lot of websites, when you log in and create an account, will ask for your preferences so that they can start to build that reactive AI personality for you. But I think that there's even bigger, like, you know, that's an easy one that everybody kind of understands, but there's even more, right? Like if you look at the manufacturing industry, there's a couple of different ways that they use that reactive AI. One is through image detection, being able to look at their construction or production lines and be able to detect when a piece needs more work, when it is complete and it's ready to move on, things like even down to painting, recognizing what parts of the piece have been or have not been painted and having that all automated. I think that there's a lot of the automation of a production line that relies on reactive AI. On the other side, in the operational kind of maintenance side of things, there is reactive AI that's tracking a lot of sensor data to track and predict machinery failures for preventive maintenance plans and things like that. So there's a couple of different ways that we're calling out the manufacturing industry, but that can be really expanded to several industries that focus on and gather sensor data for their preventive maintenance. And then finally, I think a really big one, a third piece, we're not going to get the chance to talk about them all today, is something like the medical industry, right? Mm-hmm. You can have patients, a huge reservoir of medical history for all of your different patients, so that when a patient comes in, a doctor is able to get recommendations of potential health risks based off of that patient's health history, and can then focus on the actual diagnosis rather than going through, pages and pages of documents, looking at all the symptoms and trying to, link all of those lines. The doctor can do what they were, what they actually want to do, what they've trained to do. Mm-hmm. I've spoken a lot about reactive AI at this point though, and how that's kind of already being used maybe in the industry. But with something new like limited memory AI, Stephen, I'm wondering if you have seen anything like that or seen how the industries might use that.
Yeah, it's a good point, Peter. I mean, a lot of reactive AI in the industry thus far. Limited AI, limited memory AI, I mean, it's a little bit more new in the market. So I think a lot of it is still being tested in the waters. But I think there are some industries taking full advantage of it. I mean, I look at the movie industry, animation, cartoons. I think they're leveraging this very extensively, right? Being able to give a prompt or taking a stock image and having your AI remove the trees or add sun or add clouds to that image, taking it even further into movie effects. I remember effects budgets, right? They used to be millions, multi-millions of dollars. I think with AI being able to help some of that post cinematic effects and processing with AI, I think that's a revolution. Seeing these movies be produced in less time, with better quality and definitely less budget, I think this is where we're going to see a lot of industry benefits with some of this limited memory AI. What do you think, Peter?
Yeah, I think, and this really leads into kind of our final point for the episode, but to kind of close out what you just said, I think what a lot of the limited memory AI is going to be extremely beneficial for is not removing the need for certain jobs, but just making those jobs less annoying or less repetitive or redundant, mm-hmm. right? Being able to have the AI support the person in that position. So especially because it's still so young in the industry to be like trusted entirely with anything, that you still need that oversight, right? We've all asked ChatGPT to write something for us and it just sounds like nonsense, right? So it's important to remember that right now it's just being used still as a tool to kind of fill those gaps and make things easier. And so that kind of leads into the final point of, our point of view on AI and how it could benefit you, how it could benefit your business. And I think that discussion of handling repetitive or redundant tasks that are very frustrating, that are very annoying, that are very draining, things like replies that already have templates or support responses, like we've all seen chatbots and how they're getting smarter, being able to do more, things like that that are more frustrating, difficult to handle, and that rely on accessing a wide amount of data very quickly, or as quickly as possible, at least. I think that that's where we can start to see, especially limited memory AI, start to break into the industry and become a very useful tool. Stephen, anything else to add on like kind of our point of view on the AI addition to the industry?
No, Peter. Love it. I think I want to explore that more in depth in our next episode. So we'll be ending that today. So really what we talked about today is, what is AI? What are the kinds and the types of AI? How are industries already leveraging AI? That's in the near past as well as the long past and the near future. And just a teaser into some of the benefits and how to better leverage AI, limited memory AI, in upcoming industries. I want to thank Peter for joining me on this episode. In the next episode, we'll be deeper diving into our point of view and insights into AI with the special guest, Nicholas Heng. We want to thank everyone for your time. Please subscribe to our LinkedIn page and follow our channel. We would love to explore more content with you in upcoming episodes. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and this will conclude our episode. Goodbye.